All right, let's see. Are we stopping the recording?
We should be good to go, Mr. Hearing Officer.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Gomez. Let's go next to agenda item four. That is PR 2025-020125, minor plat 2026-00011. That is a request for a minor preliminary final plat submitted by CSI Cartesian Surveys Inc., Ryan Mulhall, as agent for Endorphin Power Company, which requests the aforementioned actions for all or a portion of lots tracts 1 through 4 and 21 through 24 in Block 3, Barenberg Heights, Shirley's replat, zoned MXL, and located at 509 Cardenas Drive Southeast between Zuni Avenue Southeast and Bell Avenue Southeast, containing approximately 0.8382 acres. Do we have a representative of the applicant team here?
Yes, good morning. This is Ram Mahal with Cartesian Surveys Inc., address PO Box 44414, Rio Rancho, New Mexico, 87174, serving as agent.
Thank you, Mr. Mulholland. If you would please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do swear.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead if you please present the project.
Certainly. So, what we're looking to do is consolidate the eight existing lots into one. And that'll kind of give the owners a freer hand to do some renovations and updates to the existing building in the front there. We're asking for a determination to allow the existing sidewalk width along Zuni. Right now there's a 5.5 foot sidewalk up front there. And then I believe that's all we're asking for at this time. We're not changing any easements or anything. So with that, we wait comment. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mahal. Bear with me one second, just making a couple notes here. Okay, let's go ahead and proceed to the public comment period then. If there's anyone here who'd like to comment on agenda item four, please raise your hand. Again, agenda item four is a request for minor preliminary plat at 509 Cardenas. Scrolling through the participants, and I don't see anyone with a hand raised. Again, please raise your hand to provide public comment on agenda item four. Last call for public comment on agenda item four. Okay, Mr. Mulhall, doesn't appear that there's any public comment, so we'll proceed to the DFT specialty members for their comments, beginning with the Water Authority, Mr. David Gutierrez. Please raise your right hand, sir, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, Water Authority has no objections. I just had a previous request for a note to go on the plat, and I could put that comment in the conditions. I will put that comment in the chat, please. Doing
Okay,
that.
thank you. And Mr. Mulhall, if you'd please review that once it's in the chat and speak up with any questions for Mr. Gutierrez.
Yeah, this is Ryan with Cartesian. Sorry we missed that at this final plat stage. I've added it. We had just enough room to squeeze that comment in. So that'll be on it moving forward when we seek signatures. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. All right, that takes us to hydrology. Mr. Tiquan Chen, please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next up is transportation. Mr. Ernest Armijo, please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Go ahead, sir.
Okay. I was just looking and I noticed that I had an old version of my notes in, and I believe that's what got sent out. So I'm going to read my latest one.
Okay.
So what I had put down was the justification for determination is not correct when citing 4 feet being the minimum width for ADA. 4 feet is the minimum width around obstructions. 5 feet is considered the minimum width for sidewalks. And this sidewalk exceeds that, so transportation is satisfied. We have no objection.
Thank you, sir. Okay. That takes us then to code enforcement comments, and I'll just note for the record that we've received no comments or objection from code enforcement. And so then that takes us to Parks and Recreation, who'll be delivering those comments.
I will, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Robert Webb. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
So Parks and Rec noted utility poles and high transmission lines make
pedestrian infrastructure difficult along this portion of Zuni. Parks and Rec Department defers to planning and transportation, although wider sidewalks and landscape buffers are preferred to accommodate street trees and buffering for pedestrians. And noted here that minimum 4 foot is required in landscape buffer for street trees. And please reference table 563 in the IDO for minimum planting area by tree height at maturity. And street trees are required at 25 feet on center, spacing along Zuni Road, and included the table 563 from the IDO in her comments. And that is all they had.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Mulhall, any questions or comments about that?
No, this ran with Cartesian. I know we have some existing landscaping along that north side with Zuni, but I imagine a lot of that'll get kind of reworked with sort of the planned renovation of the building on that frontage. So, I'll pass along the comments to the owner, just letting them know that, they'll need street trees kind of upon that development. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. That takes us to the planning department comments. I will be delivering those.
I will do, Mr. Hearing Officer. Marcelo Ibarra.
Thank you, Mr. Ibarra. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, what I have is can you please provide confirmation if there are any existing easements within, along, or intersecting the plat boundaries, as they must be depicted on the plat for 51H of the DPM and 66L3A of the IDO. We provided a screenshot on page 2 of your comment memo.
Yeah, this ran with Cartesian. So, there are existing easements. We show them on the plat and the site sketch. There's one to protect the overhead utility lines that kind of cross the lot along our proposed eliminated lot lines. The site sketch is probably the best place to show it. But yeah, you can see here there's that one easement one on the front there for PNM and Mountain State. So like most of the utilities kind of inherit that. And then in the bottom right, there's a reciprocal access easement kind of for that sort of drive ramp and everything in that corner and just everybody being able to use that. So those are the three existing.
Okay, thank you. Provide information that the existing conditions for 5.2C of the DPM are shown on the plat if they exist. I also provided a screenshot of that on page 3 of your comment memo, as far as sanitary sewers, etc. Final plats shall include a list of any vacations, variances, waivers, and deviations granted by the exhibit as an exhibit or note. Also, an infrastructure list that was included with this minor plat submittal. Therefore, prior to final plat approval, a recorded infrastructure improvements agreement, IIA, based on the approved infrastructure list must be provided. And aside from that, I just give you the regular requirements, which is the date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the final plat. The application number must be added to the final plats and infrastructure list. And prior to final sign-off of the plat, the AGO's office must approve the DXF file. Proof of approval must be submitted. And that is the end of my comments. And I'll drop those in the chat.
Thank you, Mr. Ibarra. Before we go to Mr. Mulhall about that, I see Jay Rodenbeck with a hand raised. If you please raise your right hand, sir. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yeah.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. This is Jay Rodenbeck. Hey, Marcelo, can you screen share the infrastructure list for the record? Right, thank you. So we have some proposed findings from planning. I'd like to screen share and go over.
Great.
All right. And Mr. Mulhall, Ryan, do we have, were there determinations requested with this as well?
Yeah, that's Ryan with Cartesian. So we're asking for determination to allow the existing sidewalk along Zuni to remain as is. That's on the north. And then Cardenas, because it's deficient, it's only 3.5 feet wide along portions of it. That's what the infrastructure list is for, is to confirm that that'll get widened kind of upon development. And so we expect an IA from the client to kind of financially guarantee widening that sidewalk, and they'll handle that as part of the planned construction of the kind of renovation of that north building.
Okay, so the determination was for the sidewalk existing.
Along Zuni, that's like 5.5 feet wide.
Remain
As is.
as is. Yeah, I'll make that finding number 10. Finding number one is noting that this is a request to consolidate eight existing lots into one lot. The lots were previously identified, lots 1 through 4 and portions of lots 21 through 24 within the Baron Bird Heights Shirley's replat of Block 3 subdivision. The proposed consolidation would create lot 1A, Block 3, with an approximate area of 0.8382 acres. Finding number two is noting that the subject property zone MXL is located at the intersection of Zuni Road and Cardenas Drive Southeast. Finding number three, the subject property is not located within a designated city center. However, it lies within 1,320 feet of both the Main Street corridor and the premium transit station area. Additionally, it is identified as being within both areas of change and areas of consistency. Finding number four, knowing that per 66K3 review and decision criteria for application for a subdivision of land minor, shall be approved if it complies with all applicable provisions of this IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations, and any conditions specifically applied to development of the property and prior permit or approval affecting the property. And this request complies with this criterion. Per Table 611 of the IDO, public notice requirements have been satisfied by the applicant prior to the submittal. For 66K2I, the applicant shall record the final plat with the Bernalillo County Clerk within 3 months after the date of the final signature on the plat, or the subdivision shall be voided. The applicant shall provide the city a digital copy of the recorded plat. Finding seven, all signatures from the surveyor, property owner, city surveyor, utility companies, and MAFCA are provided on the plat. Finding number eight, the subject property is not located within any protection overlay zone districts. Finding number nine, the subject property previously received DFT sketch plat, I'll capitalize sketch and plat, sketch plat review, oops, on October 22nd, 2025, under the same project number. Finding number 10, a determination was approved for the existing sidewalk along Zuni Road to remain as is. And finding number 11, an infrastructure list is included with this request, and a recorded infrastructure improvements agreement and approved financial guarantee based on the approved infrastructure list will be required. And that concludes planning's proposed findings for this request, should you approve this request.
Thank you. Okay. I just had a question about the sidewalk on Zuni, because looking over the record, I saw there was this justification regarding under 66P, which is that's the waiver criteria, right? And so I just wanted to make sure this is a determination, not a waiver. Is that right?
This rhyme, yeah, this rhyme with Cartesian. That was our intent, was to ask for determination. We used the waiver justification sort of categories to, kind of support our justification. But we've
Okay.
since simplified our justification to, not introduce any confusion that this was a waiver. So that's what's shown now. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Mulhall. That makes sense. And then, Mr. Rodenbeck, just in terms of process, what I was thinking about doing is adopting the findings And then approving the determination and then approving the plat with the associated determination. Is that sort of the protocol that we followed?
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Chair Rubeck. I think that's just fine. The determination is a part of the platting application. It's not a separate application, so I don't think you necessarily have to approve it separately, particularly if you have a finding about it, but you can certainly refer to it and approve it separately. I wouldn't say separately, in addition to your language of approval for the platting request.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Mr. Mulhall, any concerns about that or questions?
No, not at this time. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Very good. Well, thank you, everybody. Bear with me just one second here. Ready to make a decision here on agenda item 4, which is PR 2025-020125, minor plat 2026-00011. And first of all, I want to adopt the findings proposed by staff as presented in this hearing on screen and read into the record. And secondly, I'll go ahead and approve the requested sidewalk determination to allow the existing sidewalk to remain along Zuni. And finally, I'm gonna go ahead and approve the stated application and project numbers because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations with the determination noted and with the following conditions. First, the following note from the Water Authority must be added to the plat prior to final sign-off, and I understand it may have already been. That note is, existing public water and or sanitary sewer infrastructure may not be constructed or sized to adequately serve potential future development. Improvement or upsizing of existing public infrastructure may be required as a conditional of future development approval. Next, the date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the plat. Next, the application number must be added to the final plat and the infrastructure list. And next, prior to final sign-off of the plat, the Albuquerque Geographic Information System, AGIS, office must approve the DXF file, and proof of that approval must be submitted. Thank you, everybody. That concludes agenda item 4.